with fireworks at all times, you know, and I think our police department tries to address it, but by the time they get there, it's done, and it's already been a disturbance. We're all awakened from it. So I think the noise is a big factor, and also the volunteer fire department, and is it going to tax that area and take personnel away? Because I do believe it is a scary road. I drive it. I am scared of the deer. It's curvy. There's no shoulder whatsoever. So those are all factors that I think need to be addressed as well. So that was my 2 minutes.
All right. Thank you. Next. I think there's two left.
My name is Jeff Brandt. I live directly across the street from where the drive is. We have a small farm. Yes, right there. It's a small acreage. As Dan stated, I am concerned about the wells. We have it's an older property. A lot of the homes up there have had a well for many, many years. And I am a little bit concerned about the water tables and what that's going to do if we have to drill deeper or new pumps, that sort of thing. I am part of the entertainment industry here in the Branson area, and while I deeply value our tourists because it is the stronghold of our local economy, I also am a little bit concerned, especially out on T Highway. We have very close neighbors out there. We all kind of watch out for each other. There's been some facilities built towards the opening of T Highway that have somewhat increased some crime activity that's been going on down T. So we all kind of watch out for each other. We know each other's cars. This will be an influx of vehicles none of us are aware of. We aren't going to know, you know, where they're coming from. And it was stated earlier, if you go on vacation, you're out to have fun. And I understand that. Just driving down the strip on a daily basis, you have people looking out the window at views and things that are going on in Branson and not really paying a whole lot of attention to speed limit signs, stop signs, traffic lights. It's part of being on vacation. We all understand that. However, on T Highway, one glance in the wrong direction and you can be in some serious trouble. It is a very curvy road. I'm a little concerned about the entrance, given that it's directly across from my driveway. And if people miss that entrance, how often are we going to be dealing with people pulling in and out of our drive to turn around, to head back? That's another expense I really don't want to incur. We've put a lot of money just in our driveway this past year, and we're trying to also develop the property and kind of bring it back to life a little bit. So I am concerned. It looks like the builders know what they're doing, beautiful homes. It's just I don't know that T Highway is the appropriate place for such a facility. I'm thinking maybe a little closer to town for the safety of the people visiting those homes. It is, as has been stated, it can be a treacherous road, especially at night if they're coming home after a show. It might be not the best suitable location for something like that. That's basically what I had.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am?
I'm Susan Chapman. I've lived on T Highway for 27 years. I live further down. Oh, can you find me? Oh, cool. I'm right there across from where it was Venice on the lake, so I definitely know about how sound travels. My biggest concern, though, is the traffic and tourists. There's no streetlights out there. It's a dangerous place. And when you're driving in the summer, it's like the African savanna. I mean, there is everything crossing the road. And somebody down there was having problems keeping their cows in. And so to bring tourists into the mix, I had a problem where people were Googling Branson ghost tours. And supposedly, they stuck it right on my house. And so one Halloween, I had loads of people pulling in, and they got lost. And you can't see to turn around or to back up. You know, they're circling through my driveway. But I do know from someone I knew who had been a commissioner, right there where T80 comes out on T, which is right before that, they're keeping that stop sign there. But they also kept the entrance for that Paradise Shores, is what they call it, all those homes that go back down there. There's a schoolhouse, and it goes down towards the cemetery back there. Do you know which one? Is that Mountain Grove Road?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Here's Mountain
so
Grove.
The county's paying for two roads there for the very reason they said they're still keeping that double section that we're paying to pave because I was told that it's too dangerous to leave T-80. And you've got a property just past T-80, and you got people trying to find it and turn into it in the dark. So we wouldn't even abandon the road going through the Hardings Field there because we said that intersection was so dangerous that we're willing to pay as a county to keep that second road there. Do you see which one I'm talking about? Can I point at it for you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so right here, this is going through, there's the schoolhouse. T-80's got a stop sign there. And you can see where this is double the size. The county's paying
to pave it.
And it does nothing. I mean, it's just going through this man's field. And they had a big fight over this years ago. And people fussed about it. They said, why can't we close that and just use T-80? And they said the intersection there was too dangerous. So now, like I said, just past that, you're putting people coming in with no lighting. I'm just questioning why we would do that when we already know that there's problems at that area. So it's been documented. And my second thing is the wells. I'm concerned about the wells. I got my first neighbor 2 years ago, real close to me. I was told he hasn't even got 1 inch to move his septic. If something goes wrong, his house can't even exist anymore. And it's a nice house. He's a nice man. But he dug his well, and it shook my house like a California earthquake for a whole week. It cracked the brick, made my crown molding come off. I cracked my ceilings. No one's responsible, of course. And now I had to buy one of those filters for, because now red clay is coming up and my toilets are turning red, my pipes. So I had to get an iron remover. I was already on a water softener, but I didn't even have to have those, 27 years ago, but I've added these things, but this one is brand new. So how will you keep with the well water, we're all hitting that same spot. I'm pretty positive that. So that's my question.
Do you know how deep your well is?
They told me it goes to the Ogallala Aquifer. It's really deep. And the Holcombs dug it. So, and they've been out and recased it. Like I said, I've been fighting water problems out there for quite a while now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else signed up to speak? Do either of you want to come back to sort of respond to the neighbors or concerns?
Well, I moved here from southeast Iowa where they have straight roads. We don't have any of those here. I understand what they're saying. It's T-Highway isn't any different than most of our county roads. They're narrow. You have to be paying attention. I understand. I don't feel that the traffic level is going to increase enough for them to notice. As far as the water, I can't answer that. Obviously, we have a professional well driller. Tell us what needs to be done. And, so I really can't, I can't address that. Obviously, six homes, whether they're nightly rental or primary residence, I would guess primary residence is going to use more water than the nightly rental homes just because they're not occupied half the year. So that's about all I can say to that, I guess.
Anybody have questions for the applicant?
I've got a question. You're dividing this for six lots, six homes, and selling at least five of them?
Right here.
Keeping one for yourself, correct? Is that the...
That's what it's subdivided.
Yeah, I don't know that I would sell them. I might keep them all. I don't plan on building them all at one time. So I'll probably just build a couple a year over the next 3 or 4 years. To be able to sell them would be good, but I'm not sure if I would do that or not. I might just keep them and manage the whole place myself.
You plan to keep and own them all?
That would be my intention, is to keep them.
Okay, well, that was a concern. I had a question, because if you sold them, wouldn't that new homeowner have to come get a special use?
This is a division three.
Not if we're doing division three.
Yeah, Brent. Yeah, it's being brought through as a division three, not a special use. One that would carry with the property since it was bigger.
Got it.
And you're going to subdivide the entire property. So the density is the density. That's it. You're going to put six houses on that.
Right. My understanding is that if you approve 690 rentals, then that's what you would have is 690 rentals. You couldn't do anything more than that.
Yeah, but when you do your subdivision, have we seen a subdivision plat?
No, it's
sketch here on the.
This here, George. It's pretty light, but see, here's lot one.
Let me get my glass.
Okay. Lot one, which is the biggest, and then two.
I apologize.
Smallest one's 2.7, largest one's.
Got it.
Okay. So, per the subdivision regulations, you can do a minor subdivision up to six lots. Somebody that owned that 7-acre lot, if they wanted to subdivide it, yes, they could, but now it's the seventh. The DNR gets involved. They have to come before you as a major subdivision, et cetera. So the seven's a magic number that turns it into a major subdivision, which requires some different steps.
So if somebody else wanted to subdivide the 7 acres, if they only decided to make it into two lots instead of one.
Well, that's changing that subdivision into seven lots. You amend that lot.
So they would have to be a major subdivision.
Correct. Okay. They would have to get that major subdivision.
So density is going to pretty much stay like it is unless somebody wants to.
Unless they come before you, correct.
It would be a real obstacle for somebody to come in and do something different.
That's where I'm at.
They would only have whatever one lot they had. They wouldn't have the whole property to divide the expense over. So it would be pretty impossible to increase the density for financial standpoint.
I'm good. Thank you.
Any other questions for the applicant?
What was the total area of the whole property, the whole forest subdivided?
26 acres.
About six houses on 26 acres.
Yeah. Do we have enough information where anyone would entertain a motion or want to have discussion? Try to get to the point to where we could make a motion.
Well, I would be concerned if they were going to saturate 0.6 acres with a lot of tiny rentals, but six averages out four. That's
kind of where I'm at with the density, and I'm talking to you folks too. You know, the next guy could want to put 50 double wides out there and rent them month to month, and you'd have a lot more density and a lot more traffic, and you just have six.
Have they run a perk test on all of them?
Ma'am, nope. You're not allowed to speak. You had your opportunity. My comment would be is that the residents did a really good job presenting their case and their concerns, I understand where they're coming from. I drive 86 every day, and everybody crosses the road on 86. As someone mentioned, I think most of our county roads are that way, but it is a 26-acre parcel being requested to divide only into six